Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair. Mubarak for you, it's my prayer. May you keep ascending success stair.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Listen to this beautiful hadith المبارك نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم is reported to have said There are no two servants who love each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal who meet one another, shake hands and send blessings upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم except that their past and future sins are forgiven before they part ways. Oh, look at how amazing that is, because we meet people every day. But if we form the intention that I'm meeting this person for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, I send durood wa salam upon the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and just those actions and your sins are forgiven before you part ways. How many times do we meet people every day? So try and make good intentions when you meet people. The shaitan will give you waswasas. You know, he'll whisper into you, he's like this, he's like that. Ignore all of those. And just meet the person with a clean mind, clean heart for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then send durood wa salam upon the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And you often see people, you know, Assalamu Alaikum, they shake hands, Wa Alaikum Assalam. And then, Sallallahu Alaihi Muhammad. Unhone aadat bana li, they made it a habit. So they've made it a habit that they recite durood e pak upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And alhamdulillah, on the day of judgment, and we're going to be talking about that day today, you know, where you'll see your deeds and you think, where did all these good deeds come from? Or how were all these sins forgiven? And you'll find out that it was the durood as salam I sent upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So try and make it part of your routine. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, and we talk about the beauty of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, that is a topic that you could write on eternally and the beauty wouldn't finish. Allah said, you know, Tere to wasf aib tanahi se hain bari. Hairahu mere shahat mein kya kya kahun tujhe. Allah says that, Allah Hazrat was just amazing. So what he says is this. He says, you know, when you talk about somebody and they have good qualities, they could have 100, they could have 10,000, they could have 1,000,000. But eventually when the good qualities come to an end, that is a defect. And Ya Rasulullah, your Zat-e Mubarak, you are free from even that defect because your good qualities never end. So, you know, we could carry on talking about the beauty of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for our entire lives. Then you talk about the miracles of Aqa Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam split the moon into two? How Aqa Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought the sun back? And how Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the companions needed water and they held out their Mubarak hands and, you know, five streams gushed forth from the blessed fingers. What was the shayr of Allah Hazrat? Noor ke chashme lehraye darya behe ungliyon ki karamat pe laakhon salam. So, you know, the amazing miracles of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we could talk about for a long, long time. But today, I wanted to talk about something else. Because there is another amazing element to the great status of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is the authority of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We know that Allah Azza wa Jal blessed the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam with amazing beauty. We know that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with magnificent miracles. Halankar Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every moment of their life was a miracle in itself. There was one amazing thing before I move on. You know, some of the scholars, they write, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't show any miracles, simply just came and the people saw them, people who still read the kalma just looking at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how amazing these were. But the authority that Allah Azza wa Jal had given his and has given his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so amazing. And it's very important that where we understand and appreciate and love the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we understand and appreciate and talk about the miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand the amazing status and the amazing authority that Allah Azza wa Jal has given the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the Day of Judgment is a very difficult day. We will get up from our graves and some people will get up in total madness. And everybody will be on the plains of resurrection. The earth will be made of copper. The sun is millions of miles away. It will be 1.25 miles above your head. People will be drowning in their own sweat. And they will be saying, you know, they're on the plains of resurrection. And they will be begging in the court of Allah, Ya Allah, take accountability. Nothing's happening at the moment. It's a very, very difficult day. Now on that day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people shall gather, present themselves before Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and say, you are the father of mankind, Abul Bashir. So can you intercede for us in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? And now it's interesting here, as a side point, the scholars say, according to Hadith Mubarakah, all the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, the greats, will be sat on amazing thrones. On the Day of Judgment. And Allah Ta'ala will show the people what amazing status they have. So, they'll go to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and they'll say, please intercede for us before your Lord. And Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will reply, I am not the one for this task. Go to Ibrahim alayhi salam, because he is the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. He's the Khalil. So they'll run to the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now you can imagine the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are 8 billion people on the surface of the earth at the moment. But I'm talking about the entire creation. So you're talking billions and billions. They go to the door of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. He sends them to Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. They go there. And they're hopeful that Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he's, you know, after Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's got an amazing status. He is the father of the prophets after him. So they say, can you intercede for us? He says, I'm not the one for this task. Go to Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, for he is Kalimullah. He spoke to Allah Azza wa Jal. He had a special status. So they present themselves in the court of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. He also says, okay, no, I can't intercede for you in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Go to Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Ruhullah. He was very special. He was born in a special way. Allah Ta'ala changed the whole system. He was born without a father. He is close to Allah Azza wa Jal. He was raised into the heavens alive. And therefore, go to him. So they go to Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam also says that I am not the one who this task is for. And then he gives direction. And this is the entire humanity. Think about this. The entire humanity is then told by Hazrat Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, go to the door of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They come to the court of Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they've been to these different prophets and they come to the door of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've come to your door. And Akka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, I shall then seek permission from my Lord and I shall be granted permission. Allah shall place such praises in my heart which are not yet present in my knowledge. I will then glorify him with these words and bow before my Lord. I'm thinking, it's a very interesting thing here. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the entire creation will come to me. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant me special wazaif, special zikr of his zaat, the special praise of Him, I will then lower my head, going to say that I will make those praises of Allah Azza wa Jal. I will glorify Allah Azza wa Jal. I will bow before my Lord. And then it will be said, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, raise your head, speak, and it shall be heard. Ask, and it shall be granted. Intercede, and your intercession will be accepted.
SubhanAllah.
Look at what Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was teaching us. You know, today, the most powerful person in the world is the one who does the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and then makes dua. Today we try to make friends with powerful people in the hope that they'll help us. I wish we'd leave this fallacy and we'd just go to the ultimate and only authority, the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua with the blessings of the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And even here Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching us that the entire creation comes to me. Allah Azza wa Jal teaches me special praises of His own, you know, amazing personality. And I then praise Allah Azza wa Jal with these special words that He teaches me. And Allah Azza wa Jal accepts my intercession for the people. Now, Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then says that I shall then say, Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. What is going to happen about my ummah? My Lord, my ummah, my ummah. It shall be said, make your way and extract from your ummah anybody who has the faith in their heart equal to a seed of barley. Ek chota sa dana, us barabar, if they've got in their heart iman, even the size of a seed, take them out. And what Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman writes here is extract them. That means that these people are in the fire of hell, but with the basila of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be taken out. Now this is an amazing scene, because you know, Allah Hazrat Bi Qurban Jain, wherever you go, because this is the main event of the entire creation. So Allah Hazrat says, Sunte hai ke mahshir mein sirf unki rasai hai. You know, that we hear that on that day, that amazing and very difficult day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede. And this is exactly the intercession we're talking about. But Allah Hazrat is, you can't, you know, match his love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was that other couplet that he says, you know, in relation to those, you know, the good people, they will have good deeds. And they will go to Jannah based on their deeds. But the sinful ones, they will wait around for somebody to help them. And suddenly Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come to help them. And when Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is helping the sinful people, do you know the pious people, they'll think, how amazing is that scene? Ki Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is helping them. We've got our deeds, we're going to Jannah, but look how amazing that scene is. And Allah says, they will want to borrow some sins so they can stand in the queue when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing shafa'at. How amazing is that scene that Allah Hazrat says? This is just the amazing devotion of Allah Hazrat in the court of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So coming back to what we were saying, Allah Azza wa Jal will then say to Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mahbub, you take these people out, extract them out. Then, when they're extracted out, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam isn't happy. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then goes back into the same strait, bows in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and says, you know, does the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the same thing is said again. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, speak and it shall be heard. Ask and it shall be granted. Intercede and your intercession shall be accepted. Again, the only words on the lips of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are for us. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. O my Lord, my Ummah, my Ummah. It shall be said, make your way and extract from hell anybody from your Ummah who has even a mustard seed of faith in their heart. This is smaller. Then, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will free a load more from the fire of hell. Then again, the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still isn't happy. Goes back into the same position and praises and glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal. And again it is said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, speak and it shall be heard. Ask and it shall be granted. Intercede and your intercession shall be accepted. And again the words on the lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, Ummati, Ummati. Pyare Islam bhai, you know these words. Yakeen karein ki if we were sincere in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would think and write these words on our heart. All their life, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ummati, Ummati. But we as Ummatis, we forget the great privilege, status and honor given to us that within the Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always thought about us. Even on the night of Mi'raj, didn't forget the Ummat. And yet, when we disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we do the wrong things, we forget. We forget who we are. So again, O my Lord, my Ummah, Allah Azza wa Jalla again says, make your way, and whosoever has faith in their heart, even less than a mustard seed, you can remove them from the fire of hell. And so this way, Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frees those in the fire of hell. Mufti Ahmed Arhan alayhi rahmatul rahman writes, was taught these special words on the Day of Judgment, which are special praises of Allah Azza wa Jal. But look at what Allah Azza wa Jal does, that sends the entire creation to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, and then eventually to the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then teaches the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam those special praises and that glorification, and then accepts the intercession. Isiliye, to the brother of Allah Hazrat said, ki faqat itna sabab hai in aqad bazme mahshir ka ki unki shaan e mehboobi dikhai jane wali hai. Ki Allah knows our deeds. We're going to be held accountable. You know, we know where we're going to go. We can't hide things from Allah Azza wa Jal. So ya Allah, why this amazing day of 50,000 years? Why is it that we have to be accountable? You know what's gone on. Why is it that there are all these opportunities and all these different things happening? So Brother Allah Hazrat writes, is it very simple? Have you not understood it? Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything. He could say, I know your deeds, you're that way, you're that way, or let's weigh them or whatever. But why all this intricate, all these things that are happening? Why is it this big, amazing event? And why is the entire creation of Allah Azza wa Jal being sent door to door? Why isn't, aren't they told, okay, go straight to the door of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why are they going to the other prophets? So he says, فَقَتْ إِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا إِنَا قَادِ بَزْمِ مَشِكَ. The only reason that the Day of Judgment has been, you know, created and Allah Azza wa Jal will have this amazing day is that Allah Azza wa Jal wants to show the entire creation the great status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then with this shafa'at, the scholars write, okay, Allah Azza wa Jal not only wants to show all the creation the amazing status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also the magnificent authority of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ikhtiyari Rasul. Wo kya sheher tha? Nabi mukhtari kul hain, jisko jo chahe ata farma de. And then goes on to write, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in a position of prostration, will praise Allah azza wa jal in such a distinctive and amazing manner that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be raised to maqam-e mahmood, and then Allah will praise him in a way nobody else can. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, Nami Ismigram, the beautiful name Muhammad means he who is praised immensely. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will remove sinners from the fire of hell. And this shows not only the great authority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his amazing love for the ummati as well. That is important. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's amazing, amazing status is clear in this world for everybody to see and in the hereafter. Allah azza wa jal created the universe. Every single living creature needs Allah Azza wa Jal. Nothing can exist outside His control or His authority. Now, this is where people get confused. Because they say, well, how can the prophets have authority? How can the awliya have authority? Allah says time and time again that the ultimate authority and command is that of Allah Azza wa Jal. But He grants it to those He wishes. And He granted different prophets, different friends, different authorities. But there is one who is He's granted unlimited authorities and unlimited status. And that is His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Out of His grace and mercy, He gives His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam levels of jurisdiction and authority which is beyond any rank. You know, all the other prophets and everybody's ranked. But when it comes to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody can even think about a level, a rank and a status because it is beyond our comprehension. This is the authority of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran that it's Surah An-Nisa verse 65. So, dear beloved Prophet, by your Lord, they will not become believers until they make you a judge in that which they dispute amongst themselves, and do not find within their hearts any unease regarding that which you decide and wholeheartedly accept, i.e. the prophetic judgment. Now, this is a very interesting ayah mubarakah. And then, Surah Hashr, Allah Azza wa Jal says, whatever the messenger grants you, take it, and whatever he forbids, refrain from it. Surah Ahzab, it is not for a Muslim man or a Muslim woman that when Allah and His messenger decide a matter for them, that they have any right concerning it. And here is very important because Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling you that my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has full authority over you, my creation. That's important to understand. So that if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, you have to accept them. But if Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is expressing their views on certain matters, those are also authority as well. And there have been many, many situations where Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown the authority that Allah Azza wa Jal has given. Hajj is farz, yes? Now Allah Azza wa Jalla has declared that Hajj is farz. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the servants that Hajj is obligatory upon them. That's what Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a sermon. O people, Hajj is obligatory upon you, therefore perform Hajj. Hazrat Aqra bin Habis, he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, is Hajj obligatory every year? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam don't reply to that. He asks the question again. Aka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains silent. He asks for the third time. And each time Aka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says nothing. Eventually, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that if I had said yes to that question, Hajj would have become farz for you every year. Allah Azza wa Jal has only said once in a lifetime. But you asked the question, the reason I remained silent is that the authority that Allah Azza wa Jal has given me, if I had said yes, it's farz every year, it would have been farz every year till the day of judgment. Look at the authority that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is authority beyond our comprehension. And it doesn't just stop there. You know, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on different occasions made decisions which were easier for the ummah. So Aka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if it was Hajj, was farz upon you every year, it'd be very difficult for my ummah. And that's why I didn't do it. Then when it came to Miswak Sharif, you know, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I didn't feel that it was difficult for my ummah, I would have declared it farz upon you to use that before you read namaz. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the Miswak Sharif. We should all have it and we should all use it before wuzu. You know, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come into the house Mubarak, would use Miswak, wuzu, they would use Miswak Sharif. And this is why, alhamdulillah, in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, you know, we're encouraged to keep it decorated on our chest. Why? Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved it so much that even at the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to put a veil between themselves and this world, they were looking at the Miswak Sharif. And Hazrat Amma Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha handed the Miswak to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how important it was. But yet the important thing here is, Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I didn't declare it first because I thought it'd be difficult on my ummati. Again, thinking about the ummati. Then, my dear Islamic brothers, there are very many examples. There in Makkatul Mukarramain, Haram, you can't cut any tree, you can't cut any grass or anything else. That is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala requests, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we've been forbidden to do this, but there's a certain type of grass that we need for our daily use, and we do different things with it. Can we cut that down? Now, it was forbidden. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah has made Makkah a haram, an inviolable area. Neither should its grass be uprooted, nor its trees cut. But when asked this question, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted permission for this grass to be cut. Now, the scholars say that the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla was there, that you shouldn't do this. But then Allah Azza wa Jalla had also given the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permission that if your companions want to cut this grass because it's going to help them, then you have authority to allow them to cut this grass. Look at the authority. And my favorite one, you know, gold for men is haram. So you can't wear gold bracelets, you can't wear gold rings or anything else, yes? Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the night traveling from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah, the Hijrat, with Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. The Kuffar of Makkah have put a bounty, 100 red camels, it's like 100 Ferraris in today's terms. And so everybody is out looking for Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Suraka, who hasn't accepted Islam yet, he's a bounty hunter. So he's looking and he eventually tracks them down. Now as he's coming on his horse towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sees, he thinks, there's my reward. Suddenly, the front 2 feet of his horse go into the ground and he flies off. Now he's confused by this because he's one of the best Arabian horse riders and his horse is very good as well. Arabian horses are famous. He thinks, what happened there? This has never happened to me before. But he doesn't realize at that moment. He gets back on his horse, he tries again. He goes a little bit further and again he's thrown off again. He realizes that this person is something special. He doesn't quite accept Islam at that point, but he says, okay, you give me a letter of authority that he keeps for himself. And when later on, when his tribe is conquered, his area is conquered, he uses that authority that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him. But that's a different story. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something here. This is in the Hijrat from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah. And you'll remember from the history that the Muslims are being persecuted. They are forced to leave Makkah. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're getting ready, na'udhu billah, to harm Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They leave Hazrat Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala on their bed Mubarak. And they go with Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala and they migrate to Madinatul Munawwarah. Yes, we all know that. Now, it's very early days in Islam. And yet, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Suraka, what are you doing? I see the bangles of the king of Iran on your hands. Now, it was a very difficult statement to understand. And then, gold and bangles are not allowed for men. What the scholars write is that Nabi Mukhtare kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata karte. And at that point, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew, forget the battle of Badr, battle of Uhud, battle of Khandaq, and everything else that happens later on. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that there's going to come a time where my ummah is going to conquer Iran, all the booty is going to be brought into Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and that the bangles are going to be taken, and they're going to be given to Suraka. So fast forward on, the door of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. They bring all the mali ghanima, the booty into Medina Sharif. And this, in some riwayats it says, it was, the pile was so high you couldn't see people behind it. It was a lot of booty. But Umar, who didn't bother about anything, he was Umar the Great radiallahu ta'ala, is looking through it. And they said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what are you looking for? He said, I'm looking for the bangles of the king. So why? He said, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Suraka, that I see those bangles on you, so go and get them. Now, not one companion, when he came and the bangles were given to him and he put them on, not one companion said, okay, gold is haram for men. They can't wear bangles because they knew that normally men can't. But for Hazrat Saraqa, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made an exception. This is why we say, Nabi Mukhtar kul hain, jisko jo chahe ata kar de. Now, how about salah? Namaz is 5 times a day. If I go to Imam Sahib and say, well, you know, there's somebody who wants to revert to Islam, but he only wants to read namaz once a day or twice a day, can you give him permission? Imam Sahib's going to say, no, how can I give him permission? I don't have it. So shall we go to Mufti? He says, Mufti can't give a permission. Let's go to the greatest Shaykh. Can't give permission. This is the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to pray 5 times a day. Check this out. Man comes to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, okay, I'm willing to accept Islam, but I'm only going to pray twice a day. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, fine, you just pray twice a day. Now the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla is 5. But Nabi Mukhtar kul hai, jisko jo chahe ata kar de. But look at the power that Allah Azza wa Jal had given to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's important to understand that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful, had the most amazing miracles. But as well as that, the power, the ikhtiar, and the distribution of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amazing. You know, every blessing that you are given by Allah Azza wa Jal, they descend upon Gumbad-e-Khizra Sharif. And from there are distributed throughout the world. The scholars write, they say that every blessing, the food you eat, everything. Ye sach hai niyazi hum sarkar ka khate hain. Ki Allah Azza wa Jal is the giver. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the distributor of the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the amazing status of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's important to understand that, because this is the most essence of this bayan. If we know somebody in authority, say you know the Prime Minister, the President, and you have some problems, you will make that call, you will go see them, and you said, these are my difficulties, these are my problems, can you help? And knowing he's rich and he's powerful and he's got everything, you will hope that he will be able to help you. Well, don't rely on the people of the world, because often they can't and they won't. But you have been given a connection to the one that Allah Azza wa Jal has given unlimited authorities to. You can turn to your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when my umti recites durood upon me, I hear the durood of salam and I reply to it. You have been given such a powerful tool in the dua, in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the scholars say, decorate your du'as, your supplications with durood-e-paak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before and after, and your supplications are guaranteed to be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Why do I complain to you and you and you, I've got this problem, I've got that problem, I've got backache. Today, let's say, I'm not going to complain to anybody. I'm not going to tell anybody my problems. I'm going to tell my problems when I'm alone. I'm going to tell my problems to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm going to build that relationship, and I'm going to make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal by the wasila of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now the more you do that 5 times a day, absolutely after every namaz, if you say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, these are my problems. For the sake of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, help me with these and solve them. And Ya Allah, I'm going to be greedy as well. I'm going to say, this is what I want. But for the sake of the beloved, accept it. And then, and this is proven from a hadith mubarakah, then turn to the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm stuck. I need this. I want this. I made a dua in the court of the Creator. Like, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you pray for us as well. I want this. Now you are asking the one who Allah Azza wa Jalla has given the duty to distribute the bounties to billions of people. What is your one dua in the court of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وہ کیا شعر تھا اعلی حضرت کا کہ ایک میں کیا میرے اسیاں کی حقیقت کیا ہے مجھ سے تو 100 لاکھ کو کافی ہے اشارہ تیرا. You know, billions of people get their blessings from the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You present yourself there, but do it regularly. Peri Islam Beyo, Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has so much power that we can't even comprehend it. And there's no difficulty with understanding this concept, because that power is granted by Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal's power is intrinsic. Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator. It's His power. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's powers, miracles and everything is a grant of Allah Azza wa Jal. But what we say is that Allah Azza wa Jal has given His beloved Habib so much power, so much authority and so much beauty that it is beyond our comprehension. And this is why people like Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman ala hazrat wrote books on this topic. Ikhtiyari Rasul, the authority, the power and the magnificence, just to tell us that you don't need to beg people for help. You only go there where you don't have such an amazing Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophets have prayed to be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the ummatis. Now we know that the relationship from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very strong. You know when you are upset, very gorgeous when you listen to this very carefully. You know when you have a problem and you decide not to tell anybody and you bottle it inside so your parents don't know, your brothers and sisters don't know, your wife doesn't know, your children don't know. You've got it inside but it's eating you up. You know what the scholars write? Nobody else knows, but because you're upset, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knows. And if you are upset, Aka Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam raise their hands and pray for you. Where are you going to find somebody who is so loving and caring? All our lives, we think, is there anybody really sincere with me, who loves me for who I am? Everybody seems to be wanting their own little bit. And we don't find people, olden days you might find the odd sincere person here and there. These days we think, there's nobody really sincere. That's because we're looking in the wrong place. Look towards Medina and you'll find somebody amazing. If you look towards Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll never be disappointed. You live your life for the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then watch. Wherever you go, you will be successful in this world. Your grave will be a garden of paradise, and on the day of judgment, you will stand proud under the flag of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability connect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Present something in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, the youngsters those people who haven't got beards, make the intention that I'm going to keep a beard just in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the gift I presented to the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was wrong because I never read the Quran. I've changed my character to the character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've tried to follow in the footsteps of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I've tried to learn the beautiful sunnahs. May Allah azza wa jal give us all the blessings. May Allah azza wa jal allow us to renew our oath of allegiance in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bi jahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu alil Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu.
Ascending success, said, O Mubarak, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending.